Hello, my dears. I would like to present the first version of the enclosure for my low-power, noiseless mini server based on a 480GB SSD and a Banana Pi M1 Plus mini computer. I designed the enclosure in Blender and printed it on my Ender 3 Pro 3D printer using PLA filament. At the end of the topic, I will give its sources for download. Description of the server itself. A description of the server itself can be found in a separate topic. Silent, low-power 480GB file server on Banana Pi, Open Media Vault. A tabletop server without an enclosure. This server is meant to serve me until it breaks down, so it couldn't be left as is. I had to design some sort of enclosure for it. Used models from Thingiverse. I designed my enclosure based on two off-the-shelf models from Thingiverse. I use these to save myself time. Thanks to these models, I didn't have to manually apply positions and dimensions to the holes in the enclosure for the Banana Pi output/inputs and 2.5-inch drive mounts. Banana Pi M1 Plus case, customizable by V. Marsik, April 30, 2019. License Creative Commons NC. Nanoxia 2.5 HDD SSD sliding tray replacement by Samu666. March 16, 2020. License Creative Commons. Checking models from Thingiverse. To start with, I printed out the aforementioned models from Thingiverse, just to check that their dimensions were okay, and to be able to get a better idea of the enclosure concept. A simple enclosure for a Banana Pi, 2.5-inch drive mount, with the drive. It is worth noting that this mount has four holes on the bottom and two holes each on the sides, which is all you need to tighten a 2.5-inch drive. Then I have already moved on to the design of the enclosure. Modeling the case. I designed the enclosure in Blender 2.79 based on the models mentioned above. I decided that the Banana Pi would be mounted above the drive, and that the whole enclosure would consist of three parts. An internal mount, one piece common to the Banana Pi and the disc. The top cover, a lower base. The case will be bolted together with long M3 screws and nuts, as this is a much more robust solution than screwing the screws into the filament itself. The case will be oriented so that the buttons are brought out on its walls, as well as the Ethernet connector and the SD card slot. The micro USB connector from the power supply will not be able to be brought straight out onto the wall, so I will simply make an extension and position it myself in a convenient place. The SATA connector from the drive will be fully inside the case. The case will be bolted together with six screws. Four in the corners with nuts will compress the whole thing. There will be two more in the middle screwed into the filament. In the end, I came up with this base including the walls. Printout. There was a bit of stringing because I was printing from a rather old spool of filament. Used USB breakout module to relocate connector from power supply to a convenient location. Printed out the plastic connector for the USB connector and the short USB extender that will be inside the case. I just used an old USB cable and soldered it to the connector board. The design of the mounting element for the inside of the case. The 2.5-inch drive, Banana Pi, and the USB connector shown above will be mounted on this piece. All already fitted in the component shown above. Initial fitting from the chassis, actually from the previous version without the derived USB. The SATA cable here is quite long, but once it's wrapped, it's not a problem. That's what I had in the drawer, and that's what I used. The final version in Blender. Same without the top cover. I used four Torx screws to screw the final version together. The final version after printing and assembling. The audio jack connector is also out. Buttons too, of course. 20-day case test. Initially, I wanted to check that the Banana Pi in my enclosure would not heat excessively. After setting up the case, I monitored its temperatures from time to time while it was running. The server was loaded with downloading and sometimes uploading ISO images of various free tools,